Now, speaking of council issues, the RSPCE is being very critical of Mildura Council. They say one of their officers shot six cats. Council defends the action. The RSPCA may take action. I'll speak to them in a moment. First along the line, Chief Executive Mildura Rural City Council, Mark Henderson, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Okay, six cats, how old?
I'm not sure it's the exact age, Neil. They're feral cats, are very difficult to get an age. They're not domestic animals.
No, fair enough. But were there any kittens or were they all adults?
No, all adults, mate. Yeah, they weren't old cats. They were cats that had been trapped and they were delivered to our animal shelter. Yeah, I don't know if you had any dealings with feral cats, mate.
Yeah, I have.
They're difficult animals to manage.
How big were they?
Well, if you've seen them, feral cats are usually a bit larger than domestic cats. It's the nature of the breeding cycle of feral cats. They're very difficult animals.
Okay. So these are all fully grown animals, were they?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Why were they shot?
If you've ever tried to manage a cat, I know I have. I've trapped a few on my farm. You know, they're nasty, they're vicious, as soon as you go near them, don't even try to open a cage. They just go berserk. They're unmanageable. These ones were particularly unmanageable. Look, it's not a practice that we enjoy. It's just part of rural life. A quick and humane way of disposing of wild animals.
What were they shot with?
A rifle, now.
Okay, so what?
Close range. You understand these are feral cats that are effectively going wild in a cage, so you can't just quietly walk up to them as you might a domestic animal. Our staff are trained in obviously how to manage firearms. They dealt with the issue as compassionately and as quickly as they possibly could in the circumstance.
Did one shot kill each one?
I wouldn't have thought so, Neil. I mean, you'd love in a perfect world for that to happen. The objective and what the code of practice requires us to do is to try for a headshot or a chest shot. We're dealing with cats, and at close range that would normally be quick and efficient. I would imagine in some cases they did have to do a quick follow-up shot just to make sure the animal died very quickly.
Yeah, okay. And where was it done?
I think if we had an apology to make, it would be in terms of the location. We would prefer that these practices occur out of earshot and eye contact with any private citizens. It was done at the rear of our animal shelter. Not our normal practice, Neil. We'd prefer it be done in a quiet and private spot, and we regret that.
Be a bit dangerous, wouldn't it? I mean, the bullet's not going to stay inside the cat. It'll travel through the cat, won't it?
No, mate. At short range, you're talking about a .22. A low-velocity bullet. It was done out the back. At worst, if it did penetrate and go out the other side, it would just go into the soil.
How big were the cages?
Normal sort of, if you've ever seen cat traps, mate, they're about, like if you imagine the size of a grown adult cat, the cage is about three times the size of the cat, give or take. It obviously they're enticed into the cage and then it interrupts.
I guess what worries me is the thing's running around the cage while somebody's trying to shoot it. It does make it difficult to get a clean kill, doesn't it?
It's not a nice practice, Neil. I mean, it's a difficult thing for the local law staff to do. They get absolutely no pleasure out of it. It's just one of the nasty things they have to do. The nature of their job, they have to deal with injured, wild and feral animals. And in this case, six cats that were just totally unmanageable.
How often does it happen that you have to shoot the cats?
We've got a bit of a flood of feral cats at the moment. It's the breeding season, and it's not just in the bush that happens. It happens in urban.
Yeah.
Most of the times we're able to take animals to our local vet and have them euthanised via needle, which is what we prefer. And really it's only a judgement call either by police or our own staff that an animal is unmanageable.
So is it often that you have to shoot them like this?
It happens occasionally. Now, I couldn't put an exact number on it. It's not something we advertise in that sense. It's done when it's the appropriate way to deal with a wild or feral animal.
And why was it not possible to use lethal injection in this case?
Really just the state the cats were in, Neil. They were uncontrollable. It would have been very difficult for anyone to physically control the cats. And obviously when they're in the cage, it's very difficult to do that. In many cases, a quick gunshot is the most humane and quickest method of euthanasia.
Well, the RSPCA president, Dr. Hugh Wirth, says that it's a bad attitude, that a bullet's cheaper than a vet, and in fact they're considering action against the council. What's your reaction to that?
Look, we'll take that on board. If there's action that the statutory arm of the RSPCA wish to take, we'd happily discuss all those aspects and provide clear evidence of our practices at the animal shelter. I guess from our perspective, well over 1,000 animals went through the shelter. About 19% were euthanised, in most cases by the local vet, but in some cases our staff have to do the job themselves.
With a gun?
Well, it's the only method, Neil, that they have available to them. And we're living in rural Australia. We have lots of wild, feral and at times dangerous animals to deal with. And neighbouring councils and the police often call on our staff to assist them, not only obviously with cats. We deal with many other difficult animals, wild dogs and other situations.
I guess the point here is you don't apologise. You don't like what happened. You don't apologise. You think you did the right thing.
I think we erred in doing it at the animal shelter, and I've issued an instruction to our staff that it's not to occur at that location in the future. But obviously the people that are working there, either as paid workers or voluntary workers, have great compassion for animals and don't enjoy the act of euthanasia, so it's not appropriate to do it at that site. Although in some cases, with injured, badly injured animals, it may be absolutely necessary.
Okay. Well, you might want to hold on. It's Mark Henderson, Chief Executive of Mildura Rural City Council, because we've got Dr. Hugh Wirth, the President of the RSPCA, on the line, and he's been listening. Dr. Wirth, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Okay. Are you still critical? I mean, you hear his explanation of how it happened?
Absolutely. If you look at the rural scene, which is the defence of the CEO, there is no other council doing this sort of thing except in an emergency situation. This wasn't an emergency situation.
So this cat should have been euthanized by a vet?
Absolutely. To my knowledge, there is a contracted veterinary service to the Mildura Pound. The vets have the equipment, such as crush cages, that overcomes all the difficulties in dealing with feral animals. But they are as bad as the CEO has described, but there are ways of dealing with it. We deal with something of the order of 30,000 cats, most of them feral, every year, and we don't have trouble in giving them lethal injections.
So what do? You put them in a cage that crushes them and restricts them and stick a needle in them?
Crush sides. They're easily obtainable. Most veterinarians have got them in private practice, let alone in a situation such as supplying veterinary services to a public pound.
I can understand. Sorry, go on.
You've got to remember that a public pound or a public animal shelter is supposed to be a sanctuary for animals that are lost or strayed or no longer required. And that includes the way in which we terminate their lives. It's very, very difficult. Very difficult to fulfil the requirements of a gunshot wound to humanely kill a cat.
Well, as the Chief Executive said, there were probably a couple of times there been more than one bullet needed, so that obviously means the animal would suffer.
Of course, and this is the difficulty. Mm. The decision about those cats should have been made by the veterinarian contracted to kill animals at the Mildura Pound, not by somebody who's responsible for just picking them up.
Okay, well, do you want to take action against them, or do you want to advise
them? It's out of my hands. There has been a formal complaint made to the RSPCA Inspectorate, which is an independent inspectorate. It's certainly not controlled by me or any other person within the RSPCA. The complaint has been that those animals were inhumanely killed, and there's plenty of factual evidence that would suggest they weren't. And if the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals Act provisions have been breached with regard to killing of animals, okay, then action will be taken.
Okay. Just Mark Henderson, any reply to any of that?
Oh, look, I agree with lots of the comments there. I just think there are certain circumstances, Neil, where, unfortunately, in a rural location, okay, a rifle is the appropriate method of euthanasia. It's not something we really want to see happen very often, but on rare occasions, that's what we need to do.
Okay.
Look, Neil, the last time I was in Mildura, it was a very large and prosperous urban environment, and there are plenty of veterinary services there. I just reject what is being said by the CEO. It's just indefensible what occurred.
Okay, gentlemen, thank you both very much. Mark Henderson, Chief Executive, Mildura Rural City Council, Dr. Hugh Wirth, President of the RSPCA.